Let's take a moment to reflect upon the Word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I heard a story a long time ago, I don't remember the original source of it, about a kid who was about 10 years old. And he had a grandfather who liked to play with him. And one of the grandfather's favorite games was to hold out two hands. And in one hand was a nickel, and in the other hand was a dime. And he'd offer it to his grandson and say, "Here, which one do you want?" Well, the child always took the nickel. Every time the grandfather did that, he giggled because the boy always took the nickel. Now, one day, the little boy was there with a friend of his, and the grandfather offered him the two coins again, as usual. He held out his hand and had a nickel and a dime and said, "Which one do you want?" And the little boy took the nickel. And as he and his friend were walking away, his friend said to him, "You do know that the dime is worth more than the nickel, don't you?" And the boy responded, "Oh yeah, I know. But the first time I take the dime, Gramps will stop doing this." Smart child. I have a confession to make, and I've made it before, and that is I was not a math whiz in school. I was skilled enough to get by, but there was a lot, to be honest, that I did not retain. However, there are a few things that I do remember. One is that parallel lines stay parallel forever. And the other is that there's a way to write that one number is greater than another. The less than and greater sign looks like a V on its side. Visual aids. Looks like a V on its side. The open end is aimed toward the greater number. The pointy end is aimed toward the lesser number. My teacher would be proud. This is valuable to know when you're doing basic math. It's valuable to know when you're doing complex theoretical physics. It's an essential part of mathematics. One thing is greater than another. Now, I'm not just showing off this morning. I think it is a fundamental affirmation of faith involved in this, and a critical detail in our relationship with God. And that is that something is found in Scripture today and throughout Scripture. Think of it this way. God is greater than everything else in creation, including us. Now, when I think about this, I realize that I have a tendency, I think most of us do, have a tendency to say, "Well, of course that's true. We all know that." Yet I wonder how often you and I live as if it weren't true. We give things of this world, our personal desires, our fears, authority in our life over God. They are greater than God for us. And today I want to focus on this. God is greater than everything else in creation. Richard read our psalm for today, and Mark told the children about the psalm, and the psalmist opens with a declaration that all creation declares the glory, declares the greatness of God. Every day and every night this is proclaimed. Did you notice the use of the term heavens and firmament? The heavens are the abode of God, and there God is with all the heavenly host who exist to serve and praise God constantly. And the firmament is what God created on the second day, as described in Genesis 1:6. It says, "God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so." God brought forth. God is greater than creation. And the greatness of God is sounded throughout the world so that all might hear. Nothing, And no one is hidden from the power of the word of God's greatness. Just as we can't hide from the heat of the sun as it runs its circuit. I've worried this summer about some folks who work outside, the guys who do roof work or labor at fixing our roads. What horrible hot work to have to do. They couldn't escape from the heat. We know about that. We understand that, I think. Verses 7 through 9 can quickly be misunderstood, though, if we are seeking for God to merely be a heavenly scorekeeper. And we're thinking that God only is jotting down the number of times we obey and the number of times we disobey and on a list of do's and don'ts. The clarifying word here in verse 7, is where the psalmist writes, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." That's what I want us to think about, reviving the soul. The decrees of God are meant to perfect our relationship with God and meant to enhance our relationships with others. That's why they are sure. That's why they are clear and enlightening, enduring forever. The law of God is perfect, reviving the soul. Now, good question here is how important all of this is, really. The scripture simply tells us that it is worth more than fine gold and sweeter than honey. That's pretty good. More than fine gold and sweeter than honey. In other words, nothing can compare to that which draws us into right relationship with God. Nothing is greater than that which draws us into a right relationship with God. Now, verse 12, if you look at it closely, you'll notice it has kind of an ointment kind of feeling about it. Because the writer raises a valid question. He said, who can detect their own errors? We all have places in our lives where our heart is not God's heart. And where our will is not as God wills. And sometimes we aren't even willing to acknowledge that that is the case. So the psalmist directs us to beseech God to clear those things from us. Jesus said exactly the same thing in Matthew 7:3 when he said, why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but don't notice the plank in your own? This means that part of our acknowledging God's greatness in relation to us is asking for God's help to free us from letting our sins have control over us. And this reflects our relationship to God. We can't do this on our own. Only God can do it through Jesus Christ. God is greater than all creation, including us. The psalmist declares that God is greater than everything, and we have to consider whether we believe that to be sincerely true. And if it is true, then we'll join in day to day and night to night offering praise to God for God's handiwork. Every time we find a way to offer praise to the greatness of God, our words have an impact far beyond our perception. Some of you may know who Charles Spurgeon is. He was an English preacher in the 19th century. And he wrote lots of commentaries and lots of sermons. And I located this quote this week that I thought was very interesting. He's talking about this impact far beyond our perception. And he talks about how the praise of God praise of God's greatness increases several things. And the first thing it increases is that it increases the fact that the enemy is defeated. Darkness cannot stay when there is light. Praise brings the brightness of God into our circumstances. Praise drives the darkness out. The praise of God's greatness increases our faith and strengthens it. We actually cross over from doubt and negative emotions and move into a new level of faith when we praise God in our trying circumstances. Sometimes that's hard, I know. Sometimes we're in grief or facing difficult times or have had terrible news. Sometimes we are just overwhelmed. But our faith can be strengthened when we find ways to praise God. Amazing things happen in our own heart. when we praise God's greatness, we glorify God, and we advance God's kingdom. God's kingdom comes to earth wherever there's an atmosphere of worship and praise. As we were singing, God's kingdom drew near to earth. We're in worship and praise. As you're at home doing your prayer time and your devotion time, God's presence and kingdom is drawing near to us. And finally, when we praise God, God increases and opens a way for healing to take place. Healing occurs when we praise God. Faith is a needed ingredient for healing, and praise increases faith. And just like we talked about last week, this is not necessarily physical healing. It is wellness. It's being at the core in tune with God, so that no matter what your physical life is like, no matter what your physical circumstances is like, it's to be in tune with God, and it increases that faith. If you need a symbol to take away this morning, use the mathematical symbol, greater than. And remember, God is greater than everything else, including all creation and including us. Let us pray. We acknowledge, O God, your greatness and sing your praises to you each day. And we pray, O God, that you will reveal your Son to us in a powerful way so that we might live out our days of praise this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.